brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, it's already Friday. The 30th of January, 2004. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, updated daily for you. And much of what we cover on the show is posted there, so you can check it out for yourself. Legislation, government documents, news reports from around the world, streaming audio, video, transcripts, you name it. There is so much I want to go over today. We have two guests coming on. A couple days ago, I had Chris Milligan, who's written a new book, Fleshing Out Skull and Bones. It's encyclopedic. He also published some of Anthony Sutton's books, the late, great Anthony Sutton, first exposed Skull and Bones in a book to the public 30 years ago. Also, in the third hour, we have a talk show host who's a good friend of mine and an expert on the New World Order as well, Jack Blood, joining us to discuss the news and to take your calls and to air some clips of an interview he did with Oliver North that I think you'll find very, very revealing. In the meantime, we're going to go through all the different news and information. U.S. troops killed in Afghanistan blast. Seven United States soldiers have been killed and one is missing after an explosion at a weapons cache where they were working in Afghanistan. We'll get into that. Yesterday, we talked about the impending staged capture, and from my information 2 years ago, that they'll catch bin Laden, that is, they already have him, but they'll roll out his dead body and claim that they captured him here sometime before the election. And now the Associated Press is reporting U.S. military sure of catching bin Laden this year. You always hear it here first, folks. Army may keep forces in Iraq through 06. Well, I have the official Pentagon documents. Looks like they'll be there until 08 at least. Iran may allow official U.S. visit. U.N. may return to Iraq. Again, they're now announcing that to bring the U.N. in as the saviors. We'll still have bases there. Tens of thousands of troops until 08, and then major bases that are being constructed will be permanent in Iraq, I guess forever. Ashcroft Bush would veto scaling back the Patriot Act. Ashcroft warns that if anybody tries to pass legislation against the Patriot Act at the federal level, that Lord Bush will veto it. Record number to run out of unemployment benefits. But that's good, because then they can announce that there's lower unemployment because they don't count people who are off the unemployment rolls in the national statistics. More of the fraud. Some good news. Colorado eyes limit on benefits for aliens, but only a limit. Legal aliens should get no benefit. They should be deported. They're criminals. Maryland primary, Diebold voting machines open to hacking. Computer security experts hired to hack electronic voting machines manufactured by Diebold Election Systems found that flaws in the machines could result in malicious insiders or outsiders stealing an election. That's Wired News. Well, yeah, they have holes designed in them, and it's even designed where you can go in, take over elections while they're happening, and then cover your tracks. The engineers that have looked at it, and hundreds of them for major organizations, hundreds of them have gone on the record that these systems are designed for fraud, and Diebold's been caught in fraud, and their vice president, who was out there running the last California election, is a convicted computer crimes felon for hacking and manipulation. And that's just about 1% of the evidence of the fact that we're losing our right to vote. The feds are paying for all this to happen. Condoleezza Rice admits U.S. doubts on weapons of mass destruction. More on the Total Information Awareness Network echelon/matrix tips system. It's all coming up. Also, how neocon liars are trying to maintain control over conservatives' minds and keep you under the thumb of Bush. We'll be back.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliffscott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It's Friday, the 30th. Of January 04. And before I launch into the latest developments with the 9/11 whitewash committee trying to act like they're conducting a trial, an investigation, and before I get into the whitewash with the Hutton inquiry concerning Tony Blair, that is incredibly comical if it wasn't so serious, as well as some of the other Big Brother news, and of course your calls and two guests that are coming up in the second and third hour today, and of course your calls. Let me try to just calmly in a few minutes explore and explain who the neocons are and what they're up to. The majority of Americans are against world government. They're against gun control. They're against open borders. They, deep down, even though they don't know what the Constitution says or does, they support it. All the big major polls show that the American people enjoy freedom and do not trust the government. And many of them know that the government is illegitimate. So how do you stop 160 million gun owners out of 290 million people? That's the biggest lobby out there in this country. How do you suppress their political activities, because if 10% of that 160 million were even partially politically active, we'd have our Second Amendment back. We'd have all these gun laws repealed that have caused murder and death and the crime rates to explode. We would be back to the old days of liberty and freedom in this country. Well, you have a loyal opposition group called the National Rifle Association, and I have confirmed that they want the former head of FEMA to be on the board of directors. They're pushing him on the members of the NRA, Mr. Alba. And the NRA goes into federal cases and loses the cases and argues that, oh, we're for the Second Amendment. We think all guns should be registered and you shouldn't be able to leave your house without them. And they won't tell their members about how Bush wants to re-sign the assault weapons ban. And they tried to block us here in Texas when we're trying to defeat gun legislation. I mean, Handgun Control Incorporated is just a subsidiary of the NRA. People go, that's ridiculous. Well, folks, you just haven't looked at the evidence. How do you think powerful organized crime syndicates like government, like the military industrial complex, get control? They go in and they infiltrate, they buy off, they take control of opposition. I listened to Rush Limbaugh 12 years ago, and he would talk about how anybody that believes in world government's a kook, it doesn't exist, there's no such thing as a new world order, and this is while George Bush Sr. is giving new world order speeches, our courts aren't controlled by the UN, there's no global government, there's no powerful group of banking families. If anyone says that, they're crazy. Well, that was always public. I mean, we're just talking about real things here that are in the global news on a daily basis, and even in our news. But it's always in a positive light. Then if you criticize it, it suddenly doesn't exist and you're a crazy loon. And so I listened to Limbaugh and I went and checked it out and found out that, well, Limbaugh's not telling the truth. All this stuff's going on. Why would he spend so much time? Because, you see, the people that fund the liberals and fund the nanny state and fund this system of control and getting us under the government's thumb, that's the globalists. They're the ones that set up the institutions that want us dependent, that control the government, the universities, and own most of the dominant media. And so why would Limbaugh just talk about the Democrats all day and how bad they were? I mean, I knew that. A bunch of evil controllers with a bunch of useful idiots following them. Bleeding heart fools who are just emotional and don't know the facts of what they're part of or how evil the system that they're promoting and pushing is. But again, Limbaugh was just exposing the left arm of this cyclopsian monster that is the New World Order. In fact, he wasn't even exposing the left arm. He wouldn't get into how the big foundations and the big money powers that were behind the Democratic Party and how they were destroying liberty. He would only get to really the fingers of the left hand of this monster. Well, what we do on this show is we expose the fingers, the left hand, the forearm, the upper arm, the shoulder. We expose the right hand, the right forearm, the right upper arm, the shoulder. We expose the whole body, the brain, the eyes, the nose, the mouth, the legs, the guts of the New World Order. All we do is talk about what is publicly in your face happening. I mean, I remember warning people 6 years ago that our federal courts were already ruling according to the UN and other international courts, and we're citing that in cases. And then I'd tune into Rush Limbaugh, and he'd say, that's ridiculous, no foreign courts run our Supreme Court, we've got a good Republican court, we've got to get more Republicans appointed in there, and you know, just it's incredible. And so yesterday I get off air and I'm flipping around through radio stations and I hear Limbaugh and very sophisticated propaganda. He's going, well, yeah, what Bush is doing, you know, I apologize for having to say that it's wrong what Bush is doing with big government, but what are you going to do? And, well, I tell you, Bush, you know, he got control of the ship and he just is having trouble slowing it down. The lady on the phone said, no, he's accelerating the speed of the cruise ship. And Limbaugh just said, oh, no, and just hung up on her. And, well, you know, what are you going to do? You know, you still got to vote for Bush because, you know, we can't have the Democrats in there. And, yeah, we just got to get used to it, you know. So the government's grown by 45% in the last 3 years. And so, you know, all these federal programs are getting expanded and all this. But, well, you know, Bush just can't help it. And now you've got all these other neocons in Time Magazine and in the Washington Times. And, well, you know, a lot of conservatives are upset, but, you know, Bush just can't help it. And, you know, he doesn't mean it. And it's just a big whitewash. Now, why are they having to respond now? All because of this show and other shows and what's happening on the Internet. Real conservatives, real libertarians, real freedom lovers are just out there pointing out that the emperor has no clothes. That the government's never grown bigger, that every, what you would call liberal program has been radically expanded, that our freedoms are evaporating. And so inside the controlled paradigm that is modern mainstream politics, there is no choice. There is only, again, two sides of the same coin. And I don't want to beat this horse to death. But so many so-called conservatives I talk to go, yeah, I know about the assault weapons ban, and I know about the open border thing, and, well, that isn't really an amnesty, he says. And, well, I go, well, have you looked at it? Well, no, but I guess he's got to play politics. And, well, government's just going to grow. You just can't get mad at Bush, can you? I mean, imagine if Bill Clinton was doing all this. And so you're neutralized, and that's all they need. They need for you to be neutralized. Sit here and take this, and it doesn't matter if George Bush or John Kerry get elected. They're both literally two peas out of the same pod. They're related to each other, skull and bones, families intermarried, the exact same blue blood, opium running, families. This is who they are. This is what they're about going back hundreds of years. They're the ruling elite, and they come from the British royalty, and you know that this is their right in life. Be our masters. But the average person believes that Bush is a fighter race who, you know, fought in Vietnam. He didn't, but a lot of people think that. A lot of them think that he's from Texas and works on a ranch, and every month he'll go walk around in a cowboy hat with a chainsaw and go, I'm John Wayne, basically. And it's all about illusion. It's all about packaging. America's dying right in front of me. We're losing everything our veterans have fought and died for. We're going to be the capital of the police state world system, the prison planet, as I call it. And a lot of conservatives are waking up and getting angry. And so what's happening is the Limbaughs and the Hannitys and the Savages are getting flooded with, hey, I'm sick of this. Bush is more liberal than I've ever seen. And so they're having to respond. Well, Limbaugh and others are at least having to respond. Hannity, I've heard him now twice. Someone will call in and go, I'm a real conservative. Bush is the biggest liberal. Hannity will hang up and say, you're a fake liberal caller. That's a seminar call. That's not true. You're a fake caller. You're dishonest. You're not even allowed to call in and say, Bush is a liberal. You're a fake caller. Yeah, you're a fake caller, sure. So this is the reality, folks. And until you realize that the Bill O'Reillys and the Sean Hannitys and the Limbaughs will agree with you on the symptoms, and we'll talk about some of the real problems, but they never talk about who's behind it or how to really stop it. And then when you finally get on to something and know what's going on, they'll try to neutralize you and call you a liberal. If you're for smaller government, less regulation, and more national sovereignty. And there's a lot of conservatives who deep down are really afraid right now. They know deep down this is bad news. And so they're basically acting like five-year-olds and just saying, I don't care, I love Bush, shut up. I'm going to support him. And some will say, well, what are you going to do, vote for Howard Dean or Kerry? You could forget the presidential elections, okay? They haven't been real since 1963, okay? I mean, this is fact. We can go over the evidence. You can have an effect locally. I suggest you do.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, John Statmiller here, and I have a question for you. Are you having an energy crisis? No, I'm not talking about the rising cost of gasoline. I'm talking about you, personally. Do you have the energy you need to do all the things in life that you need to do? If you're like most people, the answer is no. And that extra cup of coffee or an afternoon candy bar is not the solution. There's a safe and effective way to energize your life naturally. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly. If you haven't tried it yet, you're missing out on one of nature's best-kept secrets. Made naturally in a beehive, not manufactured in a lab, Royal Jelly is used by people around the world for energy, vitality, and stamina. Call Be Alive today to find out more. Call toll-free 866-321-1900 to order your supply of energizing Be Alive Royal Jelly and ask how you can get a free one-month supply with your order. Call toll-free 866-321-1900. Tell them John sent you and put an end to your energy crisis with Be Alive Royal Jelly. 866-321-1900.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, Alex Jones here, back live. We'll go to your calls coming up the next segment. Toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. I want to get back into some of the news right now, and then we'll go to your calls. But just to finish up what I was saying about the neocons on talk radio and in print, they're trying to make every excuse they can for George Bush and his administration's growth of government, loss of liberty, just Orwellian police state that we see unfolding. Well, I'll explain why this is happening, because it's the agenda of the New World Order overlords to set this up. We have their own policy reports, their own public statements, their own steering committee meetings that are publicly released, where they say, we're going into world government, we're going to swipe cards to buy and sell and biometrically scan, they're going to build more and more prisons, they're going to make everything illegal, they're going to drive down your wages, they're going to put you in compact high-rise buildings, they're not going to let you go into over half the land on the face of the earth to begin with, they're going to micromanage your life like never before seen. Communist China is going to be a wonderland of freedom by the time they're done with us. But don't worry, there'll be lots of television screens playing NBA basketball and baseball and football, and there'll be lots of pornography for you on all your little telescreens, and yeah, we'll all be watched and tracked and traced, but that's okay, because that's freedom. Freedom plus. All right, let's get into some of the news, and we'll come back and go to calls. But folks, you've been listening long enough to know I don't exaggerate about this. This is what's really happening. 2 years ago, I told you that my White House source said that Bin Laden had died of kidney failure and that they were going to roll him out from being frozen right before the presidential election. Well, here's the Associated Press. It's now not just the Chicago Tribune and the Asia Times or World Net Daily yesterday. Now it's the Associated Press. The U.S. military is sure it will catch Osama bin Laden this year, a spokesman said Thursday, but he declined to comment on where the al-Qaeda leader may have been hiding. Now, remember, Madeleine Albright told Fox News that she thinks they have him and are going to be rolling him out before the election. And, you know, why would Madeleine Albright, I'm no fan of her, why would she say that? These people just love to brag, folks. Bin Laden, chief suspect, the September 11, 2001 attacks that sparked the U.S.-led invasion of Afghanistan, is widely believed to be holed up somewhere along the mountainous Pakistan-Afghan border with former Taliban leader Mullah Omar. Following last month's capture of ousted Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein, American commanders in Afghanistan have expressed new optimism they will eventually find Bin Laden, spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Brian Helferty said in a military now believe it could seize him within months. Quote, we have a variety of intelligence, and we're sure we're going to catch Osama bin Laden and Mullah Omar this year. Helferty said, we've learned lessons from Iraq, and we're getting improved intelligence from the Afghan people. Now, it's admitted that Saddam had been captured months before by the Kurds, and that they stuck him in that hole. And then it was up to the U.S. military to go pick him up and pull him out of the hole. And CNN even caught the colonel, Hinckley, telling the troops, okay, everybody keep your mouth shut. You know the official story. Here it is one more time. We found him in that hole. We found him. We'd had this place surrounded and then gotten word he was here, and we found him. Got it? Got it. Well, it all came out that the Kurds had indeed captured Saddam, or someone who looks like Saddam Hussein. And conveniently now he's got lymphatic cancer, not going to live for the trial. And they say he's losing a lot of weight and he hasn't been eating. And he may die of some stomach ailment here real quick, according to the news. So you know how it works. But Franks bragged in the same Cigar Aficionado article in December, came out in November, that, oh, yeah, we're going to have Saddam here real quick. And they talked to Congressman LaHood, and he bragged, yeah, we're about to capture him. And they said, do you know something we don't? And he goes, yeah, I do. So, now with Kusei Uday, they showed us wax figurines that would say on the news, wax figurines. And people go, oh, look, you see their pictures. But they admit it's wax, but hey, here's their pictures. And so there's no telling, folks. We've got a Pentagon that plants fake letters from troops in newspapers, okay?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
GCNLive.com. That's the website where you'll find out what's new at Genesis. GCNLive.com has updated information on how and where to listen to all your favorite Genesis programs. At GCNLive.com, you can obtain a copy of our AM and FM affiliate stations, what shortwave frequencies or satellites your favorite host is on. At GCNLive.com, you can print schedules of our programming to pass on to friends and coworkers. GCNLive.com is the website for all of the information you'll need to stay tuned in to the GCN Radio Network. GCNLive.com. Bookmark it today.
Broadcast Monday through Friday from 11 to 2, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm going to go to some calls, and then we're going to get to Army may keep forces in Iraq for 06. Iran may allow official U.S. visit. U.N. may return to Iraq. Again, that was official before the war. The U.N. will come in and take over and play the part of the good guys. When the owners of the UN and are the owners of America, but they have to give the illusion of a bipolar world, a good guy and a bad guy, a good cop and a bad cop. Ashcroft, Bush would veto bill scaling back Patriot Act. Ashcroft says, how dare you, Congress, try to pass, in fact, the House has passed, never got out of the Senate, a bill to repeal some of the worst provisions, but then they passed Patriot Act 2. That was even more draconian, and Bush signed that 6 weeks ago. Also, record number to run out of unemployment benefits. And remember that they don't count you on the unemployment rolls once you run out of unemployment. So once you're off the unemployment rolls, you're not counted in the statistics. And another 2 million are about to go off the rolls. So, and I've got a lot of hardworking friends that, you know, lived in the $200,000 house, you know, the middle-class house, and had the great jobs. You know, the husband and wife both work for computer companies, and now they're got, you know, two jobs apiece. They'll, you know, work for $10 an hour at a computer company where they were getting paid $20 an hour. and they've got that job part-time, so they don't get any benefits, and then they bag groceries and don't see the children. The children are at the after-school programs being properly brainwashed and learning how to be cokeheads and whores, and or, you know, at the bus stop with the gang members grabbing on them. You drive around town, it's just a horrible sight to behold. Middle class is breaking down, disappearing. And I got friends that have got three jobs, because, you know, once you got the, you know, big house and the cars and all that, but it's amazing, folks. Or you just get a second mortgage, and now that's running out. They're running out of that money. Colorado eyes limit on benefits for aliens. So that's good. By the way, it's been proven that the illegal aliens know how to work the welfare system. A lot of them will have two or three different welfare checks. They caught some that have like 15, 20 checks they're getting under different aliases, because it's so easy through the federal system. It's designed for them. Paying for the births, the college, everything. That they cost way more than they, quote, benefit. And then, of course, they drive down wages. So, also, new election fraud news out of Wired News. And a lot more that's coming up. Right now, let's go to the calls quickly. Bill in Wisconsin. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Alex, two things today. First one, you're on the point of the neocons. Now, a number of years ago, I belonged to Conservative Book Club, and they were putting out good stuff against Clinton, but I haven't been able to buy anything for a long time because all they have is that pro-Bush garbage that they're putting on in favor of all the wars and intervention. But they've got something that you might want to order here. It's a action doll of Ann Coulter. A speaking action doll of Ann Coulter. And if I was a practitioner of voodoo, I might order one of these things and stick a few pins in it. But can you imagine that? We're reaching that kind of level.
Well, I mean,
there.
Newsmax doesn't do any real reporting these days. It's George Bush aviator dolls, and grown men, I've seen them, grown men buy them and play with their dolls, and then grown conservative men who believe in pro wrestling and believe George Bush is conservative and believe in weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. They have Barbie dolls, and the grown conservative men have been so neutered by the neocons that they think conservatism is owning Ann Coulter and George Bush Barbie dolls. This is I'm not being sarcastic.
I agree. This is incredible, absolutely incredible.
Hey, listen, they're making a lot of money. This is conservatives happily have them on the mantelpiece, and they worship their little Barbie dolls, and it shows the childlike mind of the junior high mentality, worse than junior high, elementary school mentality of the neoconservatives who think gun control is conservative and China is conservative and that real conservatives are liberals. Thanks for the call, Bill. I appreciate the call. Very interesting point. Some people I know go, well, I think Ann Coulter's good. You know, she speaks out against the liberals. Well, I've had her on the show. She says, oh, the Patriot Act's good. And I go, well, what about this section? She said, I haven't read the Patriot Act. I go, your new book's got a chapter on how good it is, but you haven't read the Patriot Act? She goes, I'm going to hang up. We ought to re-air that sometime. I mean, I still get comments on that interview. And I just said, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I said, well, our own government admits that they put Mao into power. What do you have to say about that? Well, yeah, I'm not going to talk about it. It's true, but I'm not going to talk about it. Well, Bush signed on to UNESCO. I'm not going to talk about it. Bush signed campaign finance reform. I'm not going to talk about it. I mean, you remember, folks, but you hear her on these other shows, and it's, oh, she's so smart, she's so pretty, she's so conservative. And again, she's right when she talks about how horrible the liberals are, but again, that's the Democrat brand of liberal. I mean, it's simple. The Democrats distract you, and ooh, there's the boogeyman, and then Ann Coulter sticks you in the back with a stiletto. I mean, it's real simple, folks. It's not complex. This is not rocket science. It's just, you don't think the globalists could get everything they wanted with Democrats, did you? No, they had to have the Trojan horse. Joanne in Colorado. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello.
Welcome.
I want to comment you on everything you've had to say. You're not willing to back down from people, and I admire that. I think that people need to realize what's going on in the world and what, you know, what they're up against. So I'm glad you're bringing all this out.
Well, thank you. What do you think about the biggest growth in the federal government ever, doubling Bill Clinton's growth in 3 years, what he did in eight, expanding Department of Education, UNESCO? I mean, I've listed all this. Supercomputers to China, protecting Bill Clinton. And then the neocons are trying to make excuses.
Well, I think our government pretty much is all corrupt, and I think someone needs to get in and clean it up.
Well, we've got to get control of the counties, the cities, the states, and then block it from there and stop all this free federal money, which, by the way, folks, they take a dollar of money, and on average you get 29 cents back. It was 32 cents a few years ago. Now it's 29 cents back with strings attached. Does that sound like a good deal to you?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, Joanne, thanks for the call. Joan in Florida. Joan, go ahead.
Oh, Alex. Alex.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm here. I just had the telephone man drive up. Alex, they just a little bit ago, C-SPAN 2 had the World Economic Forum, and from the 23rd of the month, and they just had the World Economic Forum on, and King Abdul from Jordan was on saying that we got to bring world peace and unity, and we can't have any more of this isolationism.
Now, when you hear world peace, that means world tax, world regulation, being under European law where you're arrested for your speech. Yes, that's all code.
Down there, no more isolationism, and he said we've got to do it now. Got to do it now. Now they just switched over in C-SPAN 2 to the National Republican meeting.
Okay, Joan, thank you. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Interesting. Who's up next, Mark? Leslie in Virginia. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Thanks, Alex, for taking my call.
You bet.
You were mentioning Rush Limbaugh and how, you know, these talk show hosts. I think you find it curious. Several days ago, Jimbo on CNN, he was interviewing the author of the latest book in regards to investigatory study of children's behavior and how they have got so many problems today regarding their morals, such as lying, cheating, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, they invited for the people to call the show up, and I asked them, and I called, and I asked the author, why wouldn't he address the roots which is causing this dilemma? And he said he believed one of them is to be the lack. I said, I believe one of them is the lack of accountability, and that I meant it was apparent today. All you had to do was look at who's running for president. So here you have Lieberman heading the Enron investigation, and everybody knows that's not going anywhere. And then you have Kerry, who headed the investigation of BCCI, and that was a total whitewash in the early 1990s. And then you have Bush backpedaling on the lack of evidence of the so-called Iraqis' stockpiles of weapons of mass destruction. And I said, you know, we need to look at these role models. Well, did you know that they immediately went to commercials? They wouldn't address this whatsoever, and they thanked me for calling, but they immediately had to go to another subject.
Well, I'm just glad you got in on CNN. That's a great thing.
Thanks, I got it out, but I wanted to to go on how Hillary Foster represented BCCI and go on about Clark Gifford and that bank running.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. Kerry, Bush, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Lieberman, Kenneth Starr, they're all in the same businesses, the same law firms, the same kickbacks, the same corruption, and they'll have each other in. See, this is why they have the left-right system, because the Democrats can act like they're in a fight with the Republicans, put on a little stage trial, say some bad things, and then maybe burn some low-level nobody It's like the Martha Stewart thing. Oh, Martha's trial, boy. We're really going to get her. Martha Stewart doesn't even write compared to the hundreds of billions, and yes, in the aggregate, trillions these people are stealing and scamming. I mean, this lady might have done some after-hours trading when she thought the stock was going to go down. That might be unscrupulous, but certainly not illegal. But see, she's high visibility. She's not a member of the elite. They can burn her. And look, I don't like Martha Stewart, okay?
Listen,
I mean,
I
find her to be obnoxious, but the point is, that's why they're going after her.
Alex,
she's a total scapegoat.
Now, wait a minute, Alex. I totally agree with what you're saying. There's no question she's being used as tokenism here, just like the savings and loan scandals. I mean, it just goes, it's just a repeat. But the thing is that the mainstream press needs to be, they need to be held accountable. I mean, they were pushing this war in Iraq. They were pushing, you know, the people need to hold these major stations accountable.
Oh, you mean the so-called liberal television networks were totally for the war.
That's
and the
right.
Neocons would get on and say, look at the liberal stations, they're against it, which they weren't. But again, they keep that fake left-right thing going.
Yeah, but
so a conservative sees that and thinks, oh, well, then Bush must be good if the liberals are against it. Meanwhile, Hillary and Chucky Schumer are all voting for the war.
You got it. Congress needs to be held accountable. They need to be thrown out, folks.
Thank you, Leslie.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. And look, Bill Clinton, what, four separate times came out in the last year and said the war is just, they have weapons of mass destruction, we need to invade. That was a year ago, then 9 months ago, the invasion. Oh, yes, this is good. Oh, they got weapons of mass destruction. Then again, a couple months ago, then last week, oh, Bush is right. Bill Clinton says they have them. Bill Clinton wouldn't lie to us. And folks, they can still just pull some out of a hat. Okay, I mean, I think they still will. They're going to give you Bin Laden and the weapons of mass destruction, about a 90% chance, right before the election. Clyde. Let's talk to Clyde in Colorado. Clyde, go ahead.
Good morning, Alex.
Welcome.
Welcome. Hey, you know, it was first time I realized, I guess, much of what you were talking about was 1991, and that's when a bunch of us here in Colorado bolted the Republican Party and formed the Constitution Party. And I think right now, as I occasionally attend different Republican functions, the level of disillusionment, and most of the people, as you know, in any kind of organizations these days are typically 50, 55, 60 and up. They're for the most part gray hairs. And I think they've been in the party so long, they will simply agree with you that Bush is very likely a new world order clone. He's very likely a globalist. I mean, based upon
very likely. I mean, is
well, let me give you the other side of this. There was, and I want to caution your listeners because what you're going to hear, I think, this next 6 months is you're going to hear even coming out of quote not just the neocons, but even quote some of the quote religious broadcasters. You're going to hear incredible pressure and endorsements for George W. Bush, as we had in 2000.
Well, now we've got the former mayor of New York, Ed Koch, coming out for him.
Yes, yes. I really think that it's a time for great discernment, and I think that your listeners certainly are.
Well, it doesn't take any great discernment.
Yeah.
That Mr. New World Order. Is giving us a new world order. But again, he's just a puppet.
Yes, that's right.
If we stop our focus on the presidency
right.
and get back down to local levels, we could change this. But look, 2 weeks ago, the neocons were still going, Bush is basically the second coming of Christ. We've even heard that implied. He's this anointed. He's perfect. He's wonderful. He's got such courage. He's a Vietnam fighter ace. You know, all these incredible lies they imply. Now, all this going on, just incredible propaganda. And now they're having to go, yeah, it is pretty liberal, only because the grassroots has put the heat on them and they're losing all credibility.
Well, I don't know if you probably weren't in the talk show business. You were probably still a teenager. But in 1992, let's say the largest major ministry in Colorado Springs that has to do with families, he interviewed George Herbert Walker Bush and simply endorsed him on the air. And I wrote him a letter outlining my concerns about that. And he wrote me back and said that from their vantage point, that he was the only choice, basically, and basically said that, as even many of your religious, quote, broadcasters say, the Republican Party is the lesser of two evils. Then you remind them, well, it's getting more evil all the time. At what point, and I did ask a religious broadcaster yesterday, who has a program here from 2 to 3 on the Information Radio Network, I asked him, at what point would you bolt the Republican Party? And if you really want to know the truth, the answer was, we're never going to. It's pretty
clear. So, thanks for the call. And that's the compromise. They tell you it's a compromise. They go to the limit, light years past Clinton, because they can, because they neutralize you. That's why they're in. If Democrats were in, conservatives wouldn't put up with this. So they put Bush in, go to light speed, go to hyperwarp, and we lose America. So get ready for open borders, everything else.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
How they control us. The neocon talk show hosts tell us that there is no such thing as a new world order the last 12, 15 years. Only kooks talk about it. Now they admit there's a new world order. We're going under globalism. NAFTA and GATT are good. Limbaugh says, Bush is good. We need to vote for him, lesser of two evils. And then you look at the actual statistics, light years ahead of Bill Clinton, because only a Trojan horse, only a Judas Iscariot, only a traitor in the midst can get the job done. Only a Benedict Arnold can try to sell out the colonial army. I mean, really, it's simple. And yes, you have these neocon churches and talk shows and these so-called Christian broadcasts. Every day I listen to them. The Patriot Act's good. George Bush is good. He's so conservative. It's a sick joke. And if we could just get these mind-numb robots out there to wake up to what's happening and get out of the Republican Party and get involved locally and get involved at the state and city and county level, we could save this country. In fact, next week, in the News and Focus section of Infowars.com, I have the 5-page article, the text of Ron Paul's neocon speech that he gave July 10th, 2003, where he says we've been betrayed by the phony conservative movement. They're actually Trotskyites. He lays out the evidence. He has the quotes where they call for helpful Pearl Harbor terror attacks to take our liberties. He talks about, he gives quotes where they say we must enter in, this is Bush administration officials, where we must enter into evil, how we must be evil. I mean, this is some sick stuff. It's like having Lex Luthor's battle plan or something. It's so horrible what they publicly say. They're just laughing at you. I mean, folks, top generals are talking about martial law. The head of NORTHCOM is saying we're going under martial law and it's good in the LA Times and the troops are going to run your life. I mean, I'm not saying it. I've been saying it for 10 years. They're saying it now. I said it from Pentagon documents. Now they're saying it, getting you ready for it. The outgoing head of CENTCOM comes out and says it. Tommy Franks. I mean, folks, this is... Evil is exploding all around us. And the very group that would be there to fight it has been compromised and conned by the so-called Republican broadcasters on talk radio. And you just can kiss your country goodbye then. If you don't wake up now, and if you don't get angry now, and if you don't get involved now, goodbye, folks. You have a chance of defending America on the front lines against the New World Order. You're on the front lines. You're behind enemy lines. And one of the best ways to do it is my videos. I've made 10 films. The latest are Police State 3, Total Enslavement, 2 hours, 40 minutes. You want a master's degree in the New World Order? Get the video. Matrix of Evil's the newest. 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror are about September 11th and government-sponsored terror. I've published a book. I've written a book. I got a lot of other great items at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And get the videos, make copies, get them out to conservatives in your area, show them really how serious things have gotten. The toll-free number to call and get the videos is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Make the call, write the letter, go online, get the info tools today, second hour straight ahead. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are recleanable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.